Hey y'all, it's your girl Sam back with another episode of the Complete Circle Podcast. I know it's been a little bit, but you know, it's a lot going on in life right now. So I am doing my best, okay? And all that matters is that I am back right now. So let's just get right to it, honestly. This episode is gonna be about turning 26, which honestly may not sound like a big deal, right? Because it's like you're just 26, so it's not like you turn 30 or something like that. And you know, for a lot of people that might be the case, but for me, you know, 26 came with a lot, not gonna lie. And I've only been 26 for what, let me see, like 2 months now, almost 2 months, not even yet. So it hasn't even really been that long, but it's been long enough. So let's talk about it. Me, right? I'm always big on birthdays. Like, my birthday is actually quite literally a national holiday. It's on Valentine's Day. So in that sense, yes, but to me, because it's my birthday, the day that I was born, it's a national holiday for me personally because it's the day that I was born. I celebrate it. Like, to make it another year in life, for me, it's, I'm never going to take that lightly. You know, a lot of people, they may not be big on birthdays and all that other stuff. But for me personally, I'm always, like, going to celebrate. It doesn't matter if it's big or small. I'm going to acknowledge that it's my birthday and I'm going to do something to celebrate myself, to celebrate life, and to just have a good time. And so, you know, every time my birthday rolls around, it's like, oh my God, my birthday's coming. I'm so excited. And I can't wait. And all these plans. And I'm the girl that starts planning her birthday a year ahead. So once my birthday done, I'm already starting to think about and plan for the next birthday. Like, that's just how I am. When I tell you, like, I'm really big on my birthday and I fiend for it, yeah, that's me, and I have no shame in my game, okay? So this year was a lot different. 26 for me just felt like there was a lot looming over me, honestly. It felt like a lot of heaviness around turning 26, and I know, you know, why. You know, 2023 was a rough year. Part of it, most of it was pretty rough. And coming into 26, it was like I had already decided that I didn't really want to do a lot because it's just 26. I already did it big for my 25th. So I was like, you know, 26 is going to be a little bit calmer. I'm not going to do too much, but I still want to do something. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, part of the reason why it wasn't what it should have been or could have been was because I was planning my birthday with somebody and that just didn't end up working out. So I was left at square one and I had to figure out what the heck I was going to do. So I just ended up planning a week in the city and doing different things like each day in the city. So already that was kind of a vibe killer because it's like, you know, when you rely on other people and you make plans with them and then they flop or disappoint, especially for me on my birthday, it's like, yo, really? So that was already, it killed everything. But I was like, you know what, no, I'm still going to make the best of it. I'm still going to have a good time. I'm still going to celebrate. I'm still going to do things. So, great. I planned out a whole week of things. And in my head, it was like going to be a great time. And, you know, we was going to make the best of 26. And that's not what happened. So I went home to the city. And I think the biggest thing that was looming over me was that at 26, it's like, you know, you have this vision and this plan for where you're going to be at a certain age. And, you know, 25 is a significant age. Like, you know, now you're 25, mid-20s. Like, you're not really, you know, that young anymore, but you're still young enough. But now I'm turning 26. It's like, now I'm closer to 30. I'm no longer mid-20s. Now I'm over half, you know, I'm over halfway through my 20s. And I thought that I would be married and have kids by 25 or this age. And, you know, that was foolish of me. But I'm pretty sure I can say that we've all had some, you know, image of where life would be at a certain age. So I know that I'm not alone in that regard. But for me, it was like, you know, like at least be married, even if I didn't have kids. And I'm sitting here like, yo, I'm not even somebody's girlfriend yet. Like, I'm not even a fiance. Like, we haven't even really started the foundation of any of these things. And so it's like, okay, so I'm not there, you know, like I don't have the marriage. I don't have the family. And I'm sitting here thinking like, okay, like I'm not where I want to be career-wise. Like I'm in a spot in life where I really, truly, honestly don't want to be. And I feel like I failed. And I feel like I should have been so much further along at 26. I should have been more successful, or I should be, because I'm still 26. Like, I should be more successful. I should, you know, have the business running. I should just be so much farther along. And I was feeling really defeated. Like, how did I get here? You know, I felt like in my early 20s, I was thriving. Like, I was graduating college. I got my first apartment. I got my first car. You know, I started my career right out of school, and I just felt like, yo, I'm really doing the thing. And as I've gotten older in my 20s, I just feel like I've kept falling backwards, and it just wasn't making sense to me. And I was feeling really heavy about it, not because anyone else outside of me was saying anything or making me feel a type of way, but I was battling those internal emotions myself, like, why am I not where I thought I would be? Or, you know, why am I not farther along? And really mentally and emotionally having to sit on that. And it wasn't a good feeling. And like, imagine, like, I just turned a whole nother year older, and normally my birthday would be the best thing ever. And now I'm sitting here and I'm not as happy and as joyful as I would normally be on my birthday. And I'm not feeling all the love that I would normally feel on my birthday. And it sucked. And I literally spent that whole week crying. Like, I feel like I cried at least once every day that week of my birthday. And on the day of my birthday at dinner, what did I do? I cried. Like, and I was just like, damn, like, not me feeling like this on what should be a special and celebratory day, and it usually is. And then it dawned on me that it was just like, I, like, you know, like, birthdays are not gonna feel the same. They're not gonna feel the way that they used to. And not in a bad way, and not that every year I'm gonna be crying on my birthday, but it dawned on me that, wow, like, things are shifting and things are changing, and it doesn't feel so great, but it was also a good like epiphany to have in that moment, I guess I would say. And that was a lot of the emotions that was like brewing, because it wasn't just like all of a sudden on the week or the day of my birthday, all those emotions came pouring out. It was more so like it was brewing. And I think the fact that I got a whole year older was just like, oh, it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I really was like in those feelings heavily. And not only that, but big news. that week that I went home for my birthday, I came to the conclusion, or I began to come to the conclusion. I was still trying to fight it, y'all. Still trying to fight the thought. Still trying to fight the decision. But ultimately, this is where we came to. But I started to come to the decision that it would be best for me to move back down to the city. To move back home, essentially. And when I tell y'all, I tried to fight that, okay? I was like, okay, it's a possibility. Maybe I'll move back home. I don't really want to because, again, like, this is me thinking, like, I'm taking several steps back because I've lived on my own up here in Albany for 7 years. I came up here for school. After school, I've lived, you know, with roommates, and then I got my own apartment. And so I've been on my own, like, I haven't been home, living at home for 7 years. And now imagine, I turn 26, and I have to move back home. Like, what? ¿Qué? ¿Quizá? Like, what? Like, it was just like, because in my, let me tell y'all, let me run it back a little bit. The plan was, right, I knew I did not want to stay in Albany, because Albany was never giving. It was never giving, and I knew that I had to get up out of Albany because Albany was suffocating me. And my plan, right, was to transition from Albany to my next place of living, like another state, wherever. The plan was to go to Jersey, actually, for a little bit, just for the in-between time, to be closer to family still, because I'm still on my own, it's just me. And I didn't want to be too far away from the people that I know and love. And let me tell you, that's another thing. When you make plans, God really does laugh. Because he'd be like, all right, sure. Like, you think. But I'm going to let you sit on that for a little bit. But I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to do my will and plan in your life. Like, okay, cool. So I was like, all right, like, I'm going to get out of Albany and I'm going to go to a next place. God said, I'm taking you out of Albany. No problem. You won't be in Albany anymore. But you're actually going back home to the city. And it was something, I was definitely battling it. Like, even after I had decided that it was the thing that made the most sense and it was the best thing for me to do, I was still trying to finagle and maneuver and say, like, okay, maybe, you know, I could work more, maybe get another job, you know, I could do this, and like, I'm trying to fight it, I'm trying to dodge it, I'm trying to do, like, all types of Mary J. Blige, you know, like, on it, like, because I'm just like, like, yeah, it's a possibility, maybe, but we're going to exhaust all options before we decide to go with that one. And everything was a no. Like, it was like a no. God said, nah. Like, actually, your next best thing is going to the very place that you are trying to fight going back to. And I said, oh, okay, that's cool, God. And so ultimately it was just like every other option that I was trying to go with, it was like, no, like, it was just going to either have me drain myself more, overextend myself, and it was just not going to be something that would bring me any more joy or peace or any type of rest, nothing really positive. And so, yeah, I am moving back home. Actually, at the end of this month, April 30th, is my last day up here in Albany. And I'm going to be going back home. And I think for the beginning part of having to really come to that decision, I definitely wasn't all that enthused about it. I was like, I would tell people I'm moving back to the city and they'd be like, oh, you don't seem too happy, because I really wasn't. And it was giving that. And then, you know, God started to do what he does every single time. And things started to align. And everything just kept pointing to, like, this is where he wants me. This is the next step. And whatever he has waiting for me, that's where I need to be. And that's where the next great thing from him is going to come. I don't know how, I don't know when, but it is and it will, period, because we're trusting and believing that. But I needed to come to terms with that. And I would tell everybody and they'd be like, oh, what if you did this? And, you know, what if I did this for you? And everybody trying to find ways for me to stay up here. And I'm sitting here like, actually, like, no, like, you know, thank you. I appreciate it. But at that point, I had finally realized, like, it's not something that I want to do or wanted to do, but it's something that God is leading me to. And now I'm at the point where I'm actually really excited. Like, it's of course not where I saw myself. You know, obviously I thought leaving Albany meant I would go to another next place with my own apartment and all this and all, you know, on my own still. And that's not how it's looking. Like, I'm getting up out of Albany because this place, you know, it just began draining. And it began to feel like I couldn't, there's no more growth. Like, there's nothing else that I can do or expand myself in here. There's no room for anything because there's really nothing here for me, in my opinion, in terms of my creativity and my growth career-wise and successfully and all these other things. This was not going to be the space for me to continue to branch out. And as much as I knew that, because the next step didn't look like how I wanted it to be, I was trying every which way to still stay in the same place that I feel like is keeping me stagnant and stuck. And imagine that. Like, how much sense does that even make? None, really. And I had to really surrender to it. Like, okay, God, like, this is where you have me going next. There must be something there for me, because God don't do things by coincidence or by accident or just because. No, he does things in purpose and on purpose. So if this is where I'm being led, then I have to trust the plan that you have for me. And so that's where that, again, that excitement and that different perspective started to happen. Like, you know, now I get to be closer to family. Now I get to be with my nephew and I get to watch him grow. And I get to do things with my family and grow and heal those relationships more. I have people in the city who love and care about me. And again, the city is just, it's endless possibilities. There's so much opportunity for networking, for growth, for connection, for meeting people, for going places, doing things, and just having a sense of more joy and freedom and expectation in what can happen. And that's what I need. And if it's gonna come with me being there for whatever the time frame God has me there for, I don't want it to be for too long. But again, whatever his plan is, I have to step into it and trust and have faith that, okay, like, this is all going to bring good things. And it's going to take adjusting and it's going to be uncomfortable, but nonetheless, it's in purpose. So I know that it's going to be good. And, you know, really sitting in that and really marinating in that instead of looking at it like, oh, I have to go back home. Like, wow, like, I didn't ever think that this is where, you know, I would end up, you know. And then I had to look at it from the perspective of, like, this is a blessing, because there are a lot of people who wish they could probably go back home, or who are struggling and don't have a home to go back to, or their parents don't have a space for them, you know? And I had to look at it like, I'm blessed because, you know, God made it so that my mother has a big enough home that I can go back and still have my own space and still be able to maneuver within that, even while, you know, being back home. So I started to look at it that way and being thankful for it, because, like, imagine if I didn't have that, you know, to go back to or to fall back on. And, you know, financially, times are tough and the bills were billing and the money was not moneying, y'all. So it really needed to be like, I have to go back home and I have to get myself together. Like, I have to gather myself financially. I have to get myself in a position where I am stable and sturdy and I am good to go so that when I do make that next move, I can go wherever and do whatever because I know that I'm secure in that way. And that's something I have to be really honest with myself with about. Like, I could stay up here and work my behind off, work like a dog to pay my bills, pay my rent, and afford to be on my own, but I wouldn't be happy. I wouldn't be at peace. I wouldn't be, you know, like, I would be just barely surviving. I wouldn't be living. And I told, that's the biggest theme. Like, I'm tired of just barely surviving. Like, I want to live. I am in my 20s, not my, you know, 40s. Like, I don't need to be living like this, especially if there is room for me to go back home and work on that and build that and really put myself in a good position and be free of the burden and the you know, the overwhelming feeling of the financial struggles. Like, I, you know, like, let's be honest, like, everybody is going through it one way or another. And so being grateful to even have the opportunity to be able to go do that. And that was the perspective I had to begin to take as well. Like, I could look at it as a step back, or I could look at it as a setup and a necessary step for what it is that I do want to ultimately do and accomplish and work on building. And so, you know, I think it's still bittersweet, of course, because I've built a life up here for myself. I've built communities, you know, I've built a schedule, I've built a routine, and having to go back home and readjust and try to figure out what that's going to look like being home is gonna take a little bit, and it's going to be a little uncomfortable for a while, so I have to acknowledge that part of it, but things could be worse, you know, things could always be worse, and I always have to acknowledge that too and be real about that aspect of it as well. You know, things only appear to be how you look at it. So it could be the worst thing in the world if you look at it that way, or it could be, you know, a blessing in disguise. So perspective shifting is always important. And you can look at both sides. Two things can be true at the same time. You don't have to pick one or the other either. And so I have to definitely have had to work on that in this process and in this transition, and actively right now being in the process of like moving and packing and all of that. And it's stressful and overwhelming, but the end result and the end goal is going to be very much worth it. And just remembering that and keeping that at the forefront has been really key and important right now. So that, you know, having to decide to do that as well was big, and that was tough. And just having to shift and pivot in the way that God is leading me has been quite the journey. And this is not even 2 months into 26, y'all. A lot of big things, you know what I'm saying, are occurring. And a lot of feelings and thoughts and emotions. So let me tell you, because I gotta talk about the testimonies too. Because although this is a big shift and a big change, I gotta talk about how God has been showing me and coming through. Because that's just what my God does. You know what I'm saying? He just be doing what he do. So let me tell y'all. Right? With moving, of course, I have to look for another job in the city. And my biggest thing was like, dang, like, I don't want to find a job that's too far to commute to. You know, I still want to find something in close proximity. And that was like the most important thing in terms of finding a job was the location. And way back, I think it was like towards the end of last year, beginning of this year, I was praying. And I was like, I was looking for jobs and I wanted to do something remote because I was tired of going to work physically And, you know, like, there's other things that I want to start building and really putting my time and attention to. And going to work physically was not making time for that. So I was like, I really want something remote so I can focus my time and energy more on things that I actually want to focus it on. And I'm looking for remote jobs. I'm trying to look. I'm applying. Like, nothing is giving. So at some point, I just kind of gave up that, you know, that dream. I was just looking for other jobs in general. Because also, I wasn't the biggest fan of my job. And I started to like it there, but the commute wasn't giving. Like, I was just exhausted and tired of making that drive 40 minutes both ways every day. Like, and for it to, you know, be driving me nuts. Like, okay. So, you know, I kind of just gave, like, I was applying to places. Nobody was responding. Nobody was saying nothing. Nobody was getting back to me. Like, okay, great. So now I wanted to leave my job, right? But my boss, he accommodated me. Like, he said, okay, you're not happy. Let's try this position. Let's try putting you here. See how you do. See how you like it. See how it works. All right, so he changed my position within the job. And I'm not going to lie, I liked it a lot better. Because I was not dealing with patients as much. And I was more doing, like, you know, internal work and stuff like that. So I was like, all right, cool. I could rock with this. And so because of that, I chose to stay and see it through. So I was like, all right, cool, no problem. So now, all right, I'm deciding to move back home. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go tell him that I'm leaving at this certain date because I'm deciding to move back home because it's the best thing for me right now financially and whatnot and whatever. So now, mind you, the first time when he changed my position because I wasn't happy, I didn't ask him to. I was just talking to my manager. I was telling her how I felt about everything and that I was looking for other jobs. I did not ask him or think to ask him, can I try a different position? Mind you, the position he gave me had opened up that same week because the person that was in it decided to quit all of a sudden. So miraculously, that position was open for him to even put me in it in the first place. All right, cool. I didn't ask. I didn't have to do nothing. God just shifted what he needed to shift, and there I was, because he didn't want me to leave the job, and this is why. So now, okay, I tell him, I go to him, I'm like, you know, I have to go back to the city, I have to go home, so I'll be leaving on this day by the end of the month, whatever. Mind you, I'm not sitting here about to ask this man for nothing. I'm not about to ask him for no remote, no nothing. I'm just letting him know I'm leaving. I thought he was just going to be like, all right, cool, call it a day, we out, great. What does this man say to me out his mouth? He says, would you want to work remote? I said, wait a minute. I said, no way. I said, I didn't react like this in front of him. But I'm like taken aback. I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, absolutely. I would love to. And he's sitting here like, yeah, you know, like you could hold on to the position until you find something better. If you want to stay, you can stay. If you ever come back, you can have a position here always. Like, just all these things. And I'm just sitting here like, bro, I just was going to tell this man I'm leaving. And I'm sitting here stressing, trying to find a job to go home, and nothing is giving. So he offers me the position, and then he's like, oh, you know, like all this training we put into you, I would hate for it to go to waste. I need you. You need me. We can help each other out. I'm like, stay no more. No problem. Like, I could do that. And essentially, I'd be doing the same thing, just remote. So now, let me tell you, all right? God is so, like, I always be saying God is hilarious because he knew how much I did not love that job. I was trying to get out of it every which way I could. And I really, even up to that point, I had learned to like it a little bit more, but I really was not the biggest fan of it. And y'all remember I said I was praying on remote jobs months before and had just given up, hadn't even thought about it, didn't say nothing about it no more, just left it there. And then lo and behold, in that moment, an answered prayer that God had purposely waited to give me. And kept me there for that exact purpose and reason. So now, I'm going back home. I don't have to stress about finding a job. I don't have to physically go anywhere. And now all that time and energy that I wish I had to put into other things, I am going to have to build Complete Circle, to build the brand, to build the ministry, to do so much more, and to give that intention to those things. And it removed the stress of me having to worry about, okay, like, am I going to get another job? How long is it going to take? This, that, and the third. And I became so grateful because it was like I was thinking back to just even how I got the job and being there and all the things I had to go through and how I stuck it out and I endured and I pushed through to be there in that very moment, and how no other job responded to me when I was applying to other jobs, just so the fact that I could stay. Because if I had went to another job, there's no guarantee they would have offered me a remote anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have been at a loss. But God kept me there in purpose because he knew before everything that I was going to end up having to go back home. He knew he was going to bring me back to the city. He knew that I was going to need a job. He knew that I wanted a remote one. He knew all of these things, and he pre-prepared it. And in those moments back then, I did not realize it. And everything came full circle and made sense when he offered me that position. And I just was so grateful. And I realized that in that moment, it was confirmation that, okay, like, this move to the city is the next best thing. And it is purposed by God. And he is leading me in this because he answered a previously prayed prayer at the exact time that I would need it. And I didn't even know back then when I was praying it that this was even going to happen. And so that was confirmation. It was like, okay, like, although this is not what I want to do, although this is may not have been how I pictured things, like, he's all up in it because this prayer that I was praying, he didn't not answer me. He didn't forget about it. He didn't say no. He was saying not yet, not now, but don't worry. You're going to get what you're praying for in my divine perfect timing. And it was just so crazy thinking back and reflecting. And I think that's what it really came where I was settling more into the fact that, okay, like, I'm going back home. And there's clearly something, like, God is going to do something. He is actively doing something. So instead of looking at it like, oh my goodness, like, I'm taking steps backwards, this is not where I thought I would see myself, I had to shift my perspective because God was showing me literally, like, If you can't see, I hope you can see now that I'm doing something. Trust me. And I'm working it out so that you know, like, you're going to be okay. And so that's what really began to pivot me more so in my mindset and my perspective. And, like, even the thought of, like, okay, like, I turned 26 and here I am and I'm not, you know, nearly where I'd want to be at this age, at this point in life. It was just like, he's got me. I'm okay. I'm going to be okay. He's always going to make sure of that. He always has. And so for me to sit here and to stress and to continuously box myself into these plans of the future, it's like, no. I had to learn through this experience that I can make plans. I can have a rigid, structured way of how I want the future to look. But ultimately, it's God's plan. It's God's purpose. It's God's, you know, hand in everything, not my own. So yeah, I can make my plans. Yeah, I can sit here and say, I want this, I want that. I this is where I'm going to be by this certain age. And God will look and he will say what he wants to say. He will do what he wants to do. And best believe it will never be to harm you or to harm me. It will never be to make me feel like I'm a failure or I have not reached my potential. It will always be to position me and set me up for what he has for me, for what he wants me to have. And I have to know and trust that. And sometimes you might make plans and it might go just as you thought it would or just as you would want it to go. And it's in alignment with what God has and wants. And sometimes that won't be the case. And it's okay. So I'm not behind. I'm not a failure. I'm not far from where I feel like I should be. No, I'm exactly where I need to be. I'm exactly where God wants me. And he's going to do exactly what he plans and plans to do with my life, regardless. So even when things do happen that feel like they're a setback or feel like a failing backwards, it's not. It just means that there might have to be a detour, or it just means that God had a different plan that you didn't know or prepare for, because how could you? Like, you're human and he's God. So his plan is always going to be bigger and better than yours. And trusting and believing in that. So even in those moments where those feelings still are creep in, those feelings are still there. You know, I'm not going to say they went all the way away. I'm not saying that I'm, you know, that I always every day am sitting in a sense of peace with everything. But more now more than ever, I'm recognizing and realizing that. And age is really nothing but a number. And I know people say that, but it's true. Like 26, 36, 46, like it don't matter. Like what God wants to do with you, he gonna do with you. It don't matter what age, it don't matter when, it don't matter, you know, it just matters that he's there, he's in it. And he's gonna do what he wants to do, how he wants to do it, when he wants to do it, in his perfect and divine intervention, in perfect and divine timing. And he don't care about no age or no timing. He could do anything with anybody at any point. And so letting go of that sense of like, this is where I should be, this is what I should have been doing, this is how I wish things were, and even falling into a comparison of like, how is this person in their early 20s and so much farther in, you know, their life and their business and their everything, having kids, being married, all of this, and here I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's not my truth. That's not God's truth. That's the devil trying to creep in with his thoughts, with his negativity. But that's not what God wants for me. And it doesn't mean that he won't give me all of those things. It just means that it's not my time. And when God withholds, there's always a reason for it. And he doesn't withhold because he wants you to feel a type of way or he wants you to not have those things. It's just, no, not yet. Like, you're not ready. I'm still preparing you. I'm still preparing it. But you gonna get there. Just trust my timing. Just trust me and not yourself and not your plans and not what man has and not what others' lives look like. Trust me. And learning to do that. And that's the biggest thing that I'm actively still learning. And again, like I said, God is hilarious. Like, he's actively doing things and I'm sitting here like, oh, like, God, you're funny. Because this is not how I thought it would come. This is not how I thought it would be presented. And yet here is the thing that I've wanted, the thing that I've been praying for, and the thing that you want from me. It just is coming totally different. And that's the most important thing, is like leaving room, like not even leaving, giving God that space to do what he's gonna do and not boxing him in, not boxing yourself in. Because God's, anything in his hands, like, endless possibilities. Like, there's nothing he can and won't do. And so I need to stop keeping things in my hand and trying to be in control, because, like, my plans, like, me, like, what can I do? For real. Like, let's be honest. So in the midst of the transitions, the emotions, the thoughts, and all of that that has come with turning 26, there's been great revelation and blessings and testimony. And I know for a fact that this is just the beginning of it. And so 26, yeah, we here. And God is just beginning with me. So I'm going to give him the room to do what he's going to do. when he's gonna do it. And even if I turn another year older, and as I continue to get older, I need to remember now and remember that he's not withholding. I mean, he's not withholding for no reason. And his plan and purpose is always going to be better than anything I could have ever planned, asked for, imagined, or thought of within my own little human brain. And standing on that. So for anyone else who's listening, if you're not where you thought you would be, or whatever thoughts or feelings you may have about where you're at, and if age has something to do with it, just trust that you're exactly where you need to be. And everything that, he has for you will be for you in his due time. And that's that on that, y'all. So as always, stay blessed, stay beautiful, until the next episode of Complete Circle Podcast.